From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. The federal government is increasing pressure on oil giant BP to contain and clean up the oil spewing from a blown-out underwater well in the Gulf of Mexico. As NPR's David Shaper reports from Venice, Louisiana, more oil continues washing up on beaches and into wetlands on the state's coastline.
Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal says 70 miles of his state's fragile coastline now has oil, and more is on the way. Thick, gooey brown oil is coating some of the state's most fragile marshes and wetlands, as well as the birds and marine wildlife living in them. And 5 weeks after the oil rig explosion that killed 11 workers and blew out the well that is now spewing thousands of barrels of oil into the Gulf each day, there is still no end in sight. Interior Secretary Ken Salazar tells reporters here in Louisiana that a federal investigation into what he calls a horrible and massive environmental mess will hold BP accountable in whatever way necessary. Salazar says the federal government will keep its boot on their neck until the job gets done. David Shaper, NPR News, Venice, Louisiana.
U.S. is planning to carry out at least two joint military exercises with South Korea in response to North Korea's attack on a South Korean warship. That's according to the Pentagon. The exercises come in the wake of a March 26 torpedo attack that blew up a South Korean warship, killing 46 sailors. A winning candidate from a Sunni-backed slate was shot to death in northern Iraq, according to police and security officials. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports from Baghdad.
Officials said Bashar Hamid al-Ghaili was gunned down as he headed home Monday evening. His driver was also wounded in the attack. Ghaili was part of the Iraqiya bloc, led by former Prime Minister Ayatollahi, which won a narrow plurality of seats in the March parliamentary elections. Sitting Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki, whose bloc finished a close second, has insisted that his party will retain the premiership, and a variety of means have been employed to challenge Alawi's slender lead. The shooting comes as another Iraqiya candidate was challenged legally on the grounds that he had prior criminal convictions. An Iraqiya spokesperson said the challenge was in the hands of a federal court panel, which was to decide if the candidate should be disqualified and whether or not his votes should remain with the bloc. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Baghdad.
As Memorial Day weekend approaches, the government is continuing to urge motorists to wear seat belts, kicking off the government's annual Click It or Ticket campaign. Transportation Department is estimating 84% of motorists wore their seat belts in 2009, an all-time high. However, Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood says that still leaves millions of others who aren't buckling up when they get behind the wheel.
The consequences are equal parts deadly and heartbreaking.
LaHood says an estimated 38 unbelted people a day are killed in motor vehicle crashes. More concerns about Europe's ongoing debt crisis drove stocks lower. The Dow was down 126 points today. The Nasdaq lost 15 points. This is NPR. In a ruling that will likely have an effect on merchandising, the Supreme Court has decided the National Football League, rather than a single business, is actually an unincorporated association of 32 separately owned teams. The unanimous ruling made in the case American Needle Inc. versus the National Football League is a reversal of a controversial lower court ruling. The NFL had sought protection from challenges to its business on antitrust grounds. American Needle lost its contract with the league when the NFL entered into an exclusive deal with Reebok. A group of professional forecasters predict a modestly faster pace of economic growth. Steve Beckner of Market News International has more.
Economists surveyed in May by the National Association for Business Economics project real GDP growth of 3.2% this year, up a tenth from their February forecast. They expect similar growth next year. Though the upward revision is small, the NABE stresses that over the next 2 years, the economy is likely to expand faster than its growth potential of 2.8%. That in turn should mean the unemployment rate will fall 0.5% from the current 9.9% by the end of this year and fall to 8.5% by the end of next year, say the forecasters. NABE President Lynn Reeser says that although risks involving Europe have recently escalated, the outlook in this country has improved in most respects. Reeser says her members' biggest concern is large federal deficits going forward. For NPR News, I'm Steve Beckner.
Crude oil futures prices ended the day modestly higher. The near-month contract for benchmark-grade crude was up 17 cents a barrel to close at $70.21 a barrel in New York. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.